Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the podcast from the St. Louis Sportist, an occasionally smart, always irreverent look at sports in St. Louis and beyond. And now, your St. Louis Sportists.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the St. Louis Sportist podcast. My name is Ron Cook and I am joined by Joe Sperlin.
Hey, good to be here tonight. Small group, but it'll be a good time.
And Doug Lansdowne.
Good evening, group of three, Ava, AVA.
All three representatives on this podcast tonight graduated Ava High School, which means Keith Farrell and Tom Mathis are on assignment. I do know for a fact they are on different assignments. So, just to clear that up.
I thought you were going to say that means there's hope for everyone.
Well, that I figured that went without saying, so... Now we love you guys. Come back. In this edition, a glimmer of hope for the Blues, but how badly have they damaged their playoffs chances? Mizzou faces another ranked team. Can they actually defeat one? The Chiefs take one on the chin in Buffalo, and should they be concerned about the playoffs? The St. Louis Sportists are brought to you by First Coast Steel Buildings. Jason and his team will take your project from design to completion with a family-first approach. Learn more at 1stcoaststeel.com. That's the number 1stcoaststeel.com. And we will hear more from Sandra Templeoff and them later in the show. Tonight's last call is brought to you by Black Dog Consulting, LLC. Here to help the one truck owner and the small fleet owner to grow and prosper. You can contact Dave Reinhardt at 417-217-9622, Black Dog Consulting, helping you retrieve bigger profits. We would like to remind you we're on all the socials. I'm not even going to name them this week. Any place where there's social media, we're there. If you have a chance to subscribe or like our show wherever you get your podcast, that really helps us out a lot. And our website is stlsportists.com. Joe Sperlin gets to lead off the all-Ava edition of the Sportists. Mr. Sperlin.
I hate to, I don't want to say I'm going to continue on this, but YouTube TV and Disney continue their skirmish.
Ugly.
Ugly. I saw a article today that Disney, they're losing $5 million a day.
Oh,
for every day that they're not in there. Now, in the big picture, that's probably not a lot. But when you go if you go a month on this bad boy, I believe that's $150 million.
Yeah.
Saturday, Ron, is you were busy and I did not miss very many of the games. I come back and didn't get to watch the games I wanted, but Tuesday night, I was not happy when I missed the first round of MAC action in November.
Yeah. So
it truly affected me. It's a busy time of the year with basketball starting, college basketball, hockey, the end of baseball, NFL. So hopefully the greed can get taken care of and get it back out to the consumers of watching the games. So
is this a bad time to tell you? I have Northern Iowa and Toledo on screen too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, anytime you got MAC action. And oh, by the way, I did get to watch CBS Sports Network. Boy, did I get punished for watching UMass and Akron. I hope there are no UMass graduates listening to us, but boy, are they bad. They're bad. I mean,
they're 0-9. I just learned that a little bit ago. They're 0-9.
They are worse than 0-9. So.
Oh, my. Mr. Lansdowne.
Well, the first college football playoff rankings came out. I always enjoy when the first one comes out and looking through there. And I was looking at them today and I'm thinking, okay, which one of those teams in the top four will not be there? And which one is lurking? And I think the Utah Utes are lurking. I think they find a way to get in there. I like that group. I've watched them play a few times. I know they've lost to BYU and Texas Tech, and so they got to have a little help there. But and somehow, some way, I think Texas A&M finds a way to not be in there when it's all said and done.
They've got they have opportunities coming up. For sure. And their history has been that they take advantage of those opportunities.
Doug, your Utah, their remaining schedule is at Baylor, Kansas State, and at Kansas. So pretty good schedule.
Yeah, pretty good indeed. And I'm going to talk a little postseason football as well. But a surprising team. Joe, we were kidding around before the season started about Missouri State going to a bowl. And then we did a little research and found out that it's your first year in Division One, the bowl championship subdivision. You cannot go to a bowl unless there's not enough teams to fill out the bowl. And guess what? That's a very real possibility. So, according to CBS Sports, if there are not enough bowl-eligible teams, the first two spots would go to Missouri State and Delaware, and that's assuming that they establish the bowl eligibility criteria, which is 6 wins. The Joe Spurlin analysis that he sent me earlier this week is that they should beat UTEP at home for the 6th win, and then Liberty and Kennesaw State, probably not. Louisiana Tech is a toss-up. So that puts us at 6-6 or 7-5, meaning that something we kidded about, Missouri State could go to a bowl this season. Mind-blowing.
It'd be awesome.
Oh, it'd be unbelievable.
It would be stunning. And just to talk about my alma mater a little bit, I know both of you guys remember back when, late 70s, the SMS Drury matchup was kind of like a big thing in the city of Springfield, like 79 or 80. And then 7 years later, I'm watching Charlie Spoonhour sit behind the NCAA branded microphone after the Bears had beaten Clemson in the first round and Horace Grant. And that was just kind of mind boggling to think that in 7 years you go from a rock fight with Drury to knocking off Clemson in the tournament. And then, you know what, 12 years after that, you go to the Sweet 16. And in football, you know, same thing. I do remember Rich Joe Hanningmeyer. We were kidding about the Delaware Wing T just before we came on, but I remember running that and then going from the MIAA to a bowl game. That would be truly shocking.
Well, it would be amazing what it could do for their program. And I don't even care who they play, what their record is. It's the fact they're in a bowl game. They're on ESPN and it is amazing what it would do.
Oh, yeah, for the recruits. Hey, watch our bowl game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, speaking of bowl games in college football, Joe Spurlin, the University of Missouri-Columbia, as Keith Jackson would say, here come the Aggies. The Tigers sit at 6-2 overall, 2-2 in the Southeastern Conference. Matt Zollers the true freshman is going to lead the Tigers this Saturday. Joe, what are you thinking about this action? This is not your prediction, but how do you think they match up against the Aggies?
Well, we're going to find out how good this freshman is. I mean, that's for sure. You know, thought he did a good job getting thrown into play, but they had a bye week and against a tough Texas A&M team with a lot of speed. So it'll be interesting. You know, we talked before it over. They've kind of compared him to Drew Lock a little bit coming as a freshman. And if I remember, Ron, the backup to him may be the younger Locke, if I'm not mistaken. So that would be kind of amazing.
There is no scholarship backup at Mizzou.
I think any possibility of him running, as you said, is probably out of the picture.
And if he goes down, are we looking at direct snaps to Hardy, or do they have a wishbone package they're kind of getting ready?
Well, hopefully you don't have to find out, but, you know, it's a big game just because of, boy, the thumping they got when they played them last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was over by the end of the first
thumping,
quarter.
I think thumping was a nice word to say of what happened to them last year, so.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to come back after a bye week and, you know, Texas A&M may be looking, you know, once again, it's November. Crazy things happen in November.
Indeed they do. Doug Lansdowne, the University of Missouri-Columbia has gone three games without a 100-yard rusher after starting out so well. Now, granted, they did get close, 97 yards last week. But we talked about tougher sledding, and we also talked about malpractice on the offensive coordinator. Combination of the two?
I think they get off the schneid. I think they get over 100. I think they've got a few injuries taken care of on the line, and, you know, that young kid's probably going to throw it, but I think both the backs will play a big role in the game. And Texas A&M, they're not as good against the run. They're a weak part of their defense. So I think they get over 100. I think Hardy gets over 100.
Yeah, they do have one of the best pass rushers in the SEC. And so, you know, that has to be a concern. And it's probably, it's got to, you know, and Joe, you've certainly coached a lot more football than I have, but when you got a no depth at quarterback and a big time pass rusher, I think that has to impact your play calling a little bit.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, and establishing the run will be big of play action and doing all that other stuff. But yeah, you got to be really worried probably about running him and try to get the run game going. Definitely.
Yeah. So I've heard from some reasonable and some unreasonable Tiger fans regarding the fact that they were not in the top 20, Doug, in the initial bowl or the playoff rankings. They've got a fairly sizable swing they could have here in their last four games with A&M and Mississippi State at home, and then on the road at Oklahoma and Arkansas. You know, sitting at 6-2, they could go over a couple of directions there, couldn't they?
Yeah, I think they were in the right spot, weren't they? Were they 22 or 23?
22.
Yeah, I thought they were exactly in the right spot. So
yeah,
I kind of thought the committee got it right. I mean, for what we've seen and everything like that. But like I said, we all know that it will change dramatically in the next few weeks.
So it will.
Maybe not as much as we're used to, because you know James Franklin and Brian Kelly were always good for losing a game or two, so you know that could change some of the upper teams not losing with different people.
That's true. That's absolutely factually correct. I did hear a Mizzou fan use the term that I'd never heard before, which was a quality loss, and I'm like,
well, and that's one of the things. Supposedly, I forgot what they called it. Quality scheduling, is that what the committee called it? So you have a quality loss. Actually, that's kind of the same thing that they were saying. You play better people, you lose to better people, it's not going to hurt you beating somebody from the MAC conference, for example. So,
yeah, and to that point, I looked up Missouri's best win of the year. You guys, I don't know if you've looked it up, but you probably know it off the top of your head. Who do you think?
Central Arkansas? No.
Mm-mm. No. And not UMass. I'll eliminate them since you pointed UMass. Out UMass.
That was my pick. Sorry.
Hey, you're bad.
Kansas.
Kansas is 5-4. That is the only team with the winning record that they have defeated. Everyone else they've
Central,
played.
Central, Arkansas, Kansas, Louisiana, South Carolina, UMass, and Auburn.
Kansas.
Yep.
There you go. So,
yep.
At any rate, Doug, your Sunday tradition, you're the one that pointed this out, continues when Hugh Freeze canceled his tea time. And that was what sent Twitter. He had a standing tea time for Sunday, and he canceled his tea time. And then shortly after that, Auburn canceled him.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So I've scoured the games and looked and everything. And I hate to break our streak, but I don't think anybody gets canned Sunday or Monday.
I was thinking of Florida State, Joe, but I don't. I think he'll finish the year.
They're scraping up money right now to see if they can get enough to pay for everything.
Well, and I, you know, as an LSU fan, I thought Brian Kelly was in trouble, but I didn't know it was going to be so sudden. But when you got those A&M people, with apologies to our A&M listeners, out there doing their dance and singing thing on your field, I mean, that's going to get you. That can expedite things. And as our
colleague Tom Mathis
pointed out,
and when the game ends and the stadium's empty,
yeah,
and it's a big stadium, that's not good either.
No, 102,000 people were there, and yeah. So at
it
any
probably
rate,
wasn't 102 there when it was over.
If they were all A&M people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they wanted to do their thing. I'll just leave it at that, because I do like my A&M friends. And then Dabo. Is Dabo having a midlife crisis, minor breakdown or something? He was kind of taunting them about his buyout after the game.
It's a big club, Dabo, and you ain't in it.
And since Tom's not on, I will say that, yes, that was his national champion. And we all had them in the playoff. I think most of us thought that they were going to make the playoff, and my goodness, they have fallen on hard times, Joe.
I think Dabo's been in it long enough, and he's done enough for Clemson that he can kind of name what's going on. You know, it's like he said, hey, you want to get rid of me? Okay, fine. I'll leave, but I'm going somewhere else. And if you want to do that, then go ahead. Now, it'll be interesting when they do the famous sit down and we need to do some changing, how he will respond to that.
Yeah.
You need to look at changing your staff.
Yeah. And he may say, you know what? It may be time for me to go on. It may be time for me to go somewhere else.
Yeah, if they going back to Mad Men, hand him the paper and say, these are the things we'd like for you to do. We need you to sign that while we're here today.
Yeah, and he may say, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I'll tell you someone who's having a much better year, and that's Burt. Things have changed for them. Suddenly, Illinois has the ability to run the table and finish 9-3 if they can get past Maryland, Wisconsin, and Northwestern. Doug, you think that's an actual possibility?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, and he goes to a bowl game and wins a 10th game, and there you go. That's 2 years in a row he's won 10 games.
Yeah. Now, that's some actual momentum at Illinois, which they've not had in a while.
Yeah.
Well, we thought he had a lot more than he did to begin the year. I mean, I think I was probably on the Burt train too much, but yeah, I thought they would be better. I think I had them in the college playoff.
Yeah, I think a lot of us thought, because it seems like they were about 12 in the preseason, and a lot of us thought, mm-hmm. okay, 12 teams in the playoffs, you know, yeah, if they put, you know, steal a couple wins, they can get up there.
Well, I think a lot of people weren't. I didn't expect Indiana to have it all together again for another year.
No, I thought Indiana was set for a fall.
I mean, I thought Indiana win 9 games, 10 games, but not what they're doing now. But
you know what we didn't do, Joe? We didn't Google it.
Google we didn't me. Google him. We hadn't Google Googled me. That guy. Yeah.
All right. So here's a fun question. You've got Illinois, you know, who we think could potentially finish 9-3, and then you've got Mizzou, who has 2 losses. Who finishes with the better record, or do they have the same record at the end?
Mizzou. If Mizzou could go 9-3, that'd be great, because that means they beat either Texas A&M or Oklahoma.
Yeah. Tall orders with your third quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Illinois ends up with one more win.
Yeah.
Yep. So, well, we shall see, and we'll get to our picks here.
Is there any way they could play in a bowl game?
Oh, heck yeah. Now, well, they were talking, and actually the one that they'd said a couple of years ago was the Liberty Bowl, and that would make sense for everyone right there in Memphis. I mean,
yeah,
that would be fantastic. I'm sure that, you know, the Mizzou fans who were thinking about, well, both of them were thinking about the playoffs before the season started. Doug Lansdowne, switching gears to the National Football League. Boy, Kansas City in the regular season just has some issues up there in upstate New York.
When is the big news going to break that there is a gambling ring in the NFL? It's got to be coming. It's got to be coming. You can't explain. There's at least 5 games every weekend that you're like, holy hell, how does that happen? So,
if the script ever gets out, it's over.
I'll tell you. Yeah. I think no, there is, if you want for no further proof, look at the Bengals and Bears.
Well, look at Carolina and Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bryce Young was terrible. He's terrible. And they still win. So,
yeah.
But back to the Chiefs, you know, I you know, everything's kind of gone against them the regular season. Everything went their way last year. I mean, it would be hard to still bet against them, I think. I really thought they would scratch out an offensive lineman yesterday on the trade deadline. I thought they'd get an offensive lineman somewhere.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs have got 2 games, I guess, that are questionable, and they should win all the rest. So what would that make them, 11-6? 11-6, you're in the playoffs.
And okay, well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you, Blue Horseshoe.
Yeah.
Joe Sperlin, you know more about gambling than any person I know. So here is, explain this
that doesn't,
to me.
That doesn't go by an alias.
Oh,
yes, you know more than anybody we know that doesn't go by an alias.
Yeah. other than Fat Tony, who lives a few blocks from here. So if the season ended today, the Chiefs are out of the playoffs. However, at BetMGM, they are the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They are plus 550. The Bills are plus 600. Lions plus 850. Rams plus 850. How are you out of the playoffs, but yet a favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Like I said, because they're probably only maybe losing 2 other games. And once they get in there, they know. You know, it's like I said last week. The Bills have beat the Chiefs something like they're 5-1 in the regular season. But come playoffs, they're 0-4 versus the Chiefs. It's the ordeal of, hey, we're going to go through this, and then we just got to make the playoffs, and then we're ready to go. You know, and I don't think it bothers the Chiefs to go to Buffalo.
No, not in the playoffs. No,
it doesn't.
No.
So here's a question for you: the one of the Chiefs' games is against the Cowboys. They are atrociously bad. Do you see them? Now, they did make a few pickups here. Do you see the trade deadline moves by the Cowboys, like giving them kind of any sort of lift? Or back to our friend Dennis Green, they are who we thought they were.
After watching them Monday night, no. They're I don't see how. I think they could have traded for 8 more dudes yesterday and still wouldn't help.
Against a two and five Arizona team who kind of dominated them.
Dominated.
A little bit.
Dominated. Yeah.
With their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Who should be
Who's
the starter.
Now the starting quarterback.
Yes.
Who is their starter? Yeah. It's kind of where we talked about with Mizzou, if we ever see Prabula back as the starter, if Zollers does well. Same thing could be said down in Arizona if Brissett. I mean, it's almost like you get the feeling a little bit his job to lose right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they put him on injured reserve to kind of where they're not going to deal worried about it for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
you just take all the time you need to get healthy there, Kyler.
Yeah, and they're throwing it to Marvin Harrison after Dad said, "What is going on? This guy's horrible." How can you not throw it to him? And then all of a sudden he looks like an all-pro. Hey, I like what they said, that Dad goes, "If I was playing on Arizona, they would take away my Hall of Fame jacket. That's how bad I would have been."
Ooh.
That's a deep burn.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
did
hear that.
Manning throwing to you as compared to Murray.
Yeah, Murray or Brissett, right. Yeah, so with that,
Murray
with that
may feels... be, Murray may be working on his outfielding again and go back to the Sacramento.
He has baseball, yeah. I believe the A's still have his rights. So he'll go Bo Jackson on us.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Here. It is time to go to Blue Horseshoes Corner. Joe Sperlin will walk us through 5 college games, 5 NFL games, and the madness starts now, sir.
Oh, hey. Last week was bad for everybody. Woo.
Hey, I thought so.
And folks, we don't want to get anybody over, but remember, these are only for exhibition only.
That's correct, Joe Sperlin. These picks are for entertainment only and should not be the basis of any real wager. If you believe you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And with that, Blue Horseshoes Corner.
Hey, and if you're listening to us for the picks, if you're going opposite, that might be a good idea. So once again, all of these are against the spread. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes a little fun and all this stuff. And I think this may be the first Big 12 game we've picked all year.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah. Number 8, BYU, plus number 9, Texas Tech. Texas Tech is minus 10.5. Hey, with this new conference alignment, yeah, that's what I said too, Doug. This is the third time they've met since the 40s. They're 1-1.
Oh, my gosh.
Texas Tech is 15-5 at home the past 2 years. I will start this off. I think Texas Tech will win, but I think that's a lot of points. BYU, I think, is pretty good. I think they'll keep it close. Texas Tech wins, but give me the 10.5. Ron, you're shaking your head. We'll go with you.
Talk to my buddy Dave Reinhardt, our buddy Dave Reinhardt today. He was asking when BYU would get some respect. I think it's this week because I don't know that they went outright, but man, I don't know where that 10.5 is coming from.
Yeah. Doug?
I actually think they went outright.
BYU? There you go. Hey, I think they're good. I mean, I think it's, you know, I worry about Texas Tech losing another game. And like you said, if Utah doesn't do their job, then the Big 12 only gets one team in.
Only get one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ACC is only going to get one. The group of fives only get one. I worry about the Big 12 beating each other up and only getting one in.
Yep.
And I like the fact they have a quarterback whose number begins, whose number is in the 40s, which, you know, he'll be the first one until Mizzou is out there with a fullback taking snaps after
yes.
their next two quarterbacks get hurt.
Speaking of Mizzou, let's go to Mizzou. Texas, the number third ranked Texas A&M, -6.5. Mizzou with their new quarterback. Texas A&M has had some trouble on the road. Notre Dame by 1, Arkansas by 3. Oh, but and we'll forget about the LSU game. But they have struggled on the road. Ron, what do you think?
I think the bye week has probably done the Tigers good. I think they're healthy. I think Zollers has got a chance to become a folk hero. Give me the Tigers.
Oh, Doug, what do you think?
Texas A&M wins but doesn't cover.
Okay, so you go. I'm going to say this. Texas A&M gets that like everybody else has done. Texas A&M's up 4 or 5 with about 1.5 minutes left, and then they punch in that one more for the cover. So I'm going to say Texas A&M covers.
But yeah, Mizzou will battle. If A&M gave up 42 points at Arkansas, you wonder what they'll do in Como.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Ron, LSU at number 4, Alabama, -9.5. I don't know if I need to tell you this. Brian Kelly can tell you this. LSU's lost 2 in a row. And the road team has won in 89 and 94, I think it said. Hey, oh, here's how it was. The last time Alabama lost was to some guy at home, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
LSU doesn't have a chance in this game. There's been some talk about, you know, the interim bump. I don't think we're going to see the interim bump. I still don't think Nussmeier's 100%. Bama.
Doug?
Bama wins and covers.
You know, I listened to that Josh Pate guy today, kind of entertaining on this. The old famous LSU either loses by 3 or 30.
That's true.
We'll find out real quick which one it's going to be.
No, that's true.
I think Alabama will do like they've done everybody else. It'll be close, then Alabama will punch one in there with about 1 minute left. When people are like, are they going to take a knee? Are they going to take a knee? Nope, they're going to run one more in. Since we were talking about Missouri State, Missouri State is at Liberty, -7.5. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with Missouri State. I think they're going to keep it close. They're going to keep it close there by that 7.5. Doug?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Ron?
I think, as we've said before, defense travels. And, hey, the defense is what's winning these games for Missouri State. They have a solid defense. They get turnovers. Go, you crazy Bears.
Doug, your boy from West Plains, Lair, I thought, hey, not only did he drop it, he kicked it when he was trying to run the clock out.
Poor kid.
Oh, my gosh. All right, then our last one here. It pains me to do this, but I had to put this in here because this will be a battle. And normally it was for the championship, but really it's for bowl eligibility. The 4-4 Florida State at 3-5 Clemson. And the home team has lost the last 3 in a row. Clemson -2.5. And oh, by the way, for those of you that do have ESPN, it'll be on the ACC network. That's how bad it is. I'm surprised it wasn't on ESPN Plus. Ron, what do you think? Hey, and don't feel bad if you're like, who cares? And there's no opinion on this game.
No, I think Dabo is just straight up out of control, but he is playing at home. Only because they're playing at home do I go Clemson.
Doug?
I think Florida State wins.
I tell you what, last week I took Wake Forest +10.5 because I said if they're going to lose, I might as well try to make some money off of it. They won. So give me Clemson, doggone it, if that's what it takes. All right, now let's go to the ultimate coin toss, the NFL. Hey, and as bad as our college was last week, the NFL was worse.
It was worse.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm going to say, I don't think I got game right.
I don't think I did either.
I think we all got one. One of us did go 0-for, and I'm not going to say who it is, but I don't think he's here this week. So that's okay. All I'm going to say. But Doug, we got to start with this one. They're playing at Berlin again. Atlanta at Indy. Oh, by the way, the number one seed Indianapolis Colts, the rich got richer with taking sauce. They are -6.5 at Berlin, 8:30 Sunday. And Doug, we know who you're picking.
You damn right you know who I'm picking.
Yeah.
It will not be
And I, too,
Atlanta.
Will go with Indy.
I was going to ask if there was a waiver, if there was a European waiver, since the game is on a different continent, if that would allow you to actually pick Atlanta.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I won't pick Atlanta either then, because I think Indy is going to win cover, and I don't think it'll be close.
Hey, by the way, and this is what amazes me. The number one seed, Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
And the next game is the number two seed, New England Patriots, at Tampa Bay, who's leading the NFC South. Tampa Bay -2.5.
Tampa wins and covers. Baker coming off of a bye, being on with Peyton and Eli.
Which was, I saw the part about his scrambling ability. I about lost it when I saw that. Ron?
I don't have a coin handy. Otherwise, that's how I would decide this. I'm going to go New England for no reason other than I think they got some steam. That Drake May kid's looking good.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay because they're at home. There was the crazy rumors that they're going to give Baker Mayfield some ungodly amount of an extension, like $250 million. Which is crazy to me, but it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so let's do this one. Cleveland at the New York Jets.
Oh.
Cleveland -2.5. Now, here's what I'm going to say. The Jets are at home. They traded everybody. Give me the Jets. Home dog. No one's. They're probably going to see if they have 53 guys that'll show up. So, Doug, you're still thinking. What do you got? Get that coin out again.
Yeah, I will take Cleveland because I think Myles Garrett sacks his team to a win.
Yeah. Did you find a coin to toss on this game, Ron?
No, but I'm going back to the Annie Agar video for this week when Cleveland came up and someone said to them, don't you have another quarterback to ruin? But I will... I'm actually going to follow the Joe Spurlin logic and say that the Jets have a moment like in Major League where they're like, you know, what the hell? We got nothing to throw away. So, yeah, let's go Jets.
Yeah. All right. The Mud Hut leaning the AFC Central at the wild card LA Chargers. The Chargers -2.5. The Chargers are losing linemen again. Ron, what do you think?
I think the Mud Hut Express travels well. And the Chargers are just, you never know what you're getting with that team. They can look like they're the best team in the AFC, or they can look like the Browns. So give me the Mud Hut. Let's go Pittsburgh.
Doug, what do you think?
As Mike Tomlin said last week, we played varsity football. And I think they'll go to the West Coast and play varsity football. Aaron Rodgers likes playing in his home state. Give me the Steelers.
I'm going to say I agree on both of them. I think the Chargers are losing guys.
Has Tomlin aged a day since he took the job?
Nope. I like it when he wears those sunglasses and it's night.
Yeah.
And he has the same expression on his face the entire time.
No matter what's happening.
So... our last game, Monday night, Philadelphia, who went from like, and I'm going to get this wrong, but they were like a wild card and everybody lost on a bye week, and now they're the number one seed.
Yep.
So they are at Green Bay Packers minus 2.5. The Packers a home favorite minus 2.5. Give me, sponsored by Dude Wipes, give me the tush push. What do you think, Ron?
I think Green Bay is maddeningly inconsistent, and the Eagles get it done.
Okay. Doug?
Howie Roseman said, A.J. Brown was too valuable for us to trade. Coming off the bye, they're going to throw it to him like 18 times. I'll take Philly.
It'll be like that Owens game with the Niners in the late 90s when they just, what, do you have like 19 catches in that game or something?
Yeah. Folks, I'll say it again. This is clearly for entertainment purposes. If you've been listening the past couple of weeks, unless you're going to go against us, so.
Yeah, and two other things there that bear repeating from last week's episode. One, prop bets lose 70% of the time. And two, do not ask AI for gambling advice, okay?
No.
Please don't.
No.
Please don't. Thank you, Blue Horseshoe. And with that, we've reached our commercial break. It's time to hear from the good folks at First Coast Steel Buildings. When we come back, a quick look at the St. Louis Blues, who are currently losing 5-0 as we record this episode. It's ugly. Classic World Series, ? Was it? We'll kick that around a little bit. And then college hoops are back. We'll take a look at the start of the season when we return.
At First Coast Steel Buildings, we stand out by combining cutting-edge engineering with a family-first approach to customer service. Every building is custom-designed, ensuring a perfect fit for your location and purpose, while our galvanized steel guarantees durability and resilience. Contact Jason and his team at 912-314-4848 or visit their website at firstcoaststeel.com. From fun to practical to industrial, First Coast will provide a custom solution to any building need. From fun projects like a backyard bar or she shed to an industrial storage unit for your business, First Coast has you covered. Visit their website at stcoaststeel.com or give them a call at 912-314-4848. Discounts for military and first responders.
And welcome back to the St. Louis Sportist Podcast. Along with Joe Sperlin and Doug Lansdowne, I am Ron Cook. The St. Louis Blues, as I mentioned, they're losing 5-0. What I had typed in my notes here was that they had a good win on Monday night against Edmonton, ending a 7-game losing streak. Yes, 7-game losing streak. And what have they done? They've damaged themselves to the point where Money Puck is only giving them a 20% chance at the playoffs. Yes, we're doing that already. But the start of the season has not been good. There was an article in The Athletic today that said the Blues say their analytics are better than their record. Are they right? And does it matter? that's kind of where we are. So we go back to... I know both you guys remember Bobby Cox saying that he coached those April games like they were September games because they counted the same in the standings. And, you know, the Braves would always come out of April 19-9 and, you know, kind of be set for the rest of the year. And the Blues have done some damage here. One of the reasons that they have is the schedule is so compressed because of the Olympics. So they have games pretty much every other day now. So both of you from your coaching know things can kind of, to use Haley Barber's line about politics, good gets better and bad gets worse sometimes when you got a lot of games in a row. It seems to be what's going on with the Blues. So they are at this point, as our friend Wayne Mathis would say, discombobulated. They need to combobulate themselves immediately.
13 games into the year, and they're already saying they're out of the playoffs.
It's, well...
It reminds me, what's the old saying of, they are 2 weeks into this making a movie, and they're already a month behind.
Or the Yogi Berra-ism, it gets late early. And that I think is a little bit of what we're looking at right here. The goaltending's terrible. The defense is terrible. They're not scoring much. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Yeah, so. the goaltending stats you gave up last week, that was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a little bit better, but they've already pulled a goalie tonight, being down 5-0 against the Capitals in Maryland. So not good.
I don't know if you can give up 5 or 6 goals in hockey and expect to have a chance to win every night.
That's not good. And I'm trying. OK, no, it's a highlight. I was trying to decide if they'd just given up another goal. But no, it's a highlight. So, OK. But you never know.
They're scoring so much I can't keep track.
Well, and yeah, that's true. And in this game, you know, typically we talked about how shifts for a hockey player is about 1 minute. They had two guys that were out there for close to 3 minutes on shifts because they just couldn't get off the ice because the Capitals had them pinned in so deep. So that'll give you an idea of how things are going this evening. Joe Spurlin, they said that it was a classic World Series. You think it was a classic World Series or a classic Game 7 or somewhere in between?
Oh, I thought it was, I would say it's a classic just on what happened of just everything, the situations and the drama of everything. I tell you, I've got to apologize to Toronto because,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like I said, I went to Kansas Crossing Saturday, had a bad day of picking games, come back. I'm watching some football games. And then Jim Pendergrass texts me and he said, "What are you watching?" I said, "I'm getting ready to jinx Toronto. I'm going to turn it over to the World Series." And I'm not kidding. The next inning was Rojas's home run. And I was like, "Oh, hell." And I turned it back. So I apologize, Toronto.
Well, and again, Law and Order Toronto is on, so we're keeping the theme going. That was 31 million people watched Game 7, and if you want a little comp, that compares with the opening night of the NFL. So it was the most watched baseball game since 2017, and ironically, St. Louis was the fourth highest market.
No, it's like we had said, you either were... And I know this sounds dumb. You were either a Dodgers fan or probably the majority of people were like, "Hey, the Dodgers are going to lose this thing." Mm-hmm. And I want to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I loved hearing that when the two Dodger outfielders crashed together and made the game saving catch, the guy on the bottom screamed an expletive and the dude said, or the other guy says, "Dude, I got the ball."
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug, what'd you think? It was it exceeded the expectations of everyone who said Dodgers in 4 for sure.
Yeah. I thought it was a classic. I thought it was really good. And when they trotted old Yamamoto back out there to pitch in the Game 7, yeah, I liked that.
Yeah, and Kershaw got to participate in the game that went on forever, the 18 inning game.
Yeah.
So yeah, a little fun for everyone there. Closer to home, Mason Wynn receives his first goal. I should say earns his first Gold Glove, Doug, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And we were a little worried that he might not get it, you know, when they shut him down early and stuff, but for going out there and playing as good as he did and playing on one leg the last few weeks and everything, he definitely earned it.
3 errors. I mean, that sounds that's an AstroTurf number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good for him. Let's see. The center fielder, Victor Scott, falls short. But again, he was up against the hype machine that is Pete Crow Armstrong. So no real hope there. And probably not for the next several years. Free agency gets underway. There's not necessarily a bumper crop. Pete Alonso is out there. Kyle Tucker is out there. Ryan Helsley, Mr. Helsbells himself, is when he's listed as one of the top five free agents, you know it's not a strong class necessarily.
Someone's going to overpay for that guy.
You almost wonder if he priced himself back into the Cardinals with his performance after the trade, if they want him. But I'm not sure that they do. So as we learned, free agent signings can begin almost immediately. The trades can begin immediately. And speaking of trades, the breaking news out of St. Louis is that third baseman Nolan Arenado has greatly expanded the number of teams to which he would accept a trade. So I think that's going to be one of those good for everyone things, Doug.
Yep. It took all year, but the Cardinals taught him a lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought he was blocking people this past year, but you know, you don't want a 268, 13 home run performance again this upcoming season.
They taught him a lesson. It took all year, but he's going to find a different home.
Yeah, he'll go to Houston, and with that little one-handed swing, he'll hit like 30 home runs into the Crawford boxes. So at any rate, Douglas, college hoops underway. University of Missouri Columbia throttles Howard, which it took me a minute to put together where Howard was, but I finally did. What do we think about Mizzou this year? They got a bunch of tall guys.
You got a bunch of tall guys. They played that game the other night without two guys that are going to play valuable minutes too. Pierce and Boateng. I don't know if I ever say his name right or not, but you know, like I said, Gates, I didn't get to watch it, but Gates, I went back and kind of watched the game flow and looked at stuff, and he puts some combinations out there, and you know, he'll do it like 15 times this year. And I guarantee you, I'll go, what in the hell is he doing? And it'll work. But that Arizona-Florida game was awesome the other night. Great way to open the year.
That was like a February-March game night one.
It was excellent. Excellent.
Very entertaining. And across the river, the Fighting Illini, not only they have tall dudes, they got some tall dudes that can shoot some threes. They had a fairly easy start to their season. So they're currently number 17 and Brad Underwood has been there 9 years, Doug. Is that possible?
It is possible. And he will get those guys rolling and somebody will break their foot. And one of those dirty haired foreigners will go 2 for 20 from the floor and they'll lose some games they shouldn't. And he'll get all mad and bench a couple of them. And, you know, I mean, you can't have everybody from Belarus or Ukraine. So. We'll see how it goes.
And they've got several of those guys this year. Actually, I was commenting on that as we were watching the highlights on Monday night. So,
yeah.
Now that we've started an international incident, it's time for a last call. Brought to you by Black Dog Consulting. Dave's going to be
all our Belarus, all our Belarus listeners.
If I go upstairs and someone says I have a FedEx at this hour, I'm going to be very suspicious. Dave's like, you're going into my read after that. Yes, Dave, I am. Black Dog Consulting LLC is here to help the one truck owner and the small fleet owner to grow and prosper. Dave has 37 years, 4 million plus miles of experience, flatbed, step deck, overdimensional dry vans and refrigerator units. Dave grew his last fleet he managed from one truck to five with a yearly gross revenue of $3.7 million. If this is the growth you are looking for, contact Dave at 417-217-9622 or oldblackdog0523@gmail.com. Black Dog Consulting, helping you retrieve bigger profits. Joe Sperlin, what do you have for a last call?
You know, with the end of baseball season, the thing that I think about baseball season that, you know, I always liked and always loved was baseball stats and the craziness of baseball stats. And you can always get things and So there was a baseball stat showed up that Jim Pendergrass informed me of this. But like I said, the craziness of baseball stats. Ron, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I know you'll know this. Stan Musial had a pretty crazy baseball stat about the number of hits. Do you know what that is?
Same number at home and on the road.
Do you know that number?
I'm really going to test him. Well, I'm going to say it's like 2,000 something 31. Or I'm sorry, it'd be like 1,000 something 31.
I think for some reason I thought he had like around 3,600 career hits. So I'm going to say it's 1,800 on each side.
Look at Doug. 1,815 hits home and 1,815 hits away. That is amazing. Outstanding.
That guy.
Did you know that Will Smith has won 6 World Series in a row?
Yep.
No.
Yes. Wow.
The catcher from the Dodgers won it in 25, 24, and 20. But a left-handed reliever who had a 12-year career by the name of Will Smith won it in 23 with Texas, 22 with Houston, and 21 with Atlanta.
Yep.
So thanks to Jim Pendergrass, Will Smith has won 6 World Series in a row.
And I think we remember the playoff. Doug, wasn't it the playoffs when they were with the Giants and the Dodgers when they faced each other?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Will Smith pitching to Will Smith. Right.
Yep.
There you go.
Mr. Lansdowne.
It kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. And, you know, we were talking about the Big 12. If Texas Tech doesn't do what they're supposed to and they only get, you know, one team in and stuff, you know, you got to give Mizzou, and even for that fact, Arkansas, a lot of credit for getting in the SEC when they did, you know. Because Arkansas would have probably been bumping around like TCU did for years. And, you know, but Frank Broyles knew, you know, he's made his own seat at the table and got him in there. And then, you know, Mizzou would have been, you know, flopping in the water with those other guys. But, you know, look what the SEC's done for those two schools. So I was just thinking about that.
More.
Yep. Exactly.
Now, I remember when Arkansas joined, they were talking about how they thought that Arkansas and Tennessee would become a big rivalry. Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the story was Broyles went to South Carolina like 4 times in like 6 weeks, telling them, we can get in if you'll come with us. We can get in. So.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, that was visionary. And not to mention the economic impact on their athletic programs.
Absolutely.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So for me, Doug, what's your current hole-in-one count? 2. Doug Lansdowne, ladies and gentlemen, has 2 holes in one. Doug is a scholarship golfer, state high school golfer. I could go on and tell you all about Doug's golfing career, but... There's a guy named Neil Phillips who plays for Swanee, which one of my former bosses graduated Swanee, and he played in the Chick-fil-A Invitational in Rome, Georgia, and stepped up to the par 3 182-yard 8th hole, and his first hole of what would be 36 on the day, he hit a 6-iron, and lo and behold, as he said, it was a perfect shot. I didn't know that it went in until I got up there and I saw what happened. So hole in one, right off the bat for young Neil. As story goes on, the momentum didn't last. He lost the ball he used for his ace when he hit it in the water on the next hole. Come on, man.
And that's how it happens right there.
Come on, man. That's the golfiest golf story in the history of golf right there. So the day rolls along. He goes to begin his second round. The temperature had warmed up, so instead of hitting a 6-iron on that hole, he hits a 7-iron, and he hits a second hole-in-one on the same hole in the same day. He said, I was thinking there was no way as the ball went toward the hole. I was in denial until I saw the ball in the cup, and then I was really pumped up. Yeah, I think we'd all be really pumped up. My next emotion was shock, he said. I still haven't fully wrapped my head around it. And for the second round, he ended up 1 under par and finished 14th in the tournament. Okay. But still, 2 holes in 1 on the same hole in the same day, on the same day.
Did he hit the ball in the water again on the next hole?
You'd hope someone like had an intervention with him and said, dude, don't hit that ball again.
Don't hit it again.
Doug, you know a lot more about golf. Had you ever heard of anything like that before?
No. I went 32 years in between making my first one and second one. So
do you have both balls? That's important. You didn't hit one into the water.
I do have both of them. Yes.
Okay. That's good. That shows wisdom and foresight on your part.
I have one hole in one. I can't even remember how long ago it was, but.
I thought I had one time, but it turns out the ball had rolled perfectly behind the pin. And so it was behind the flagstick. And everyone saw it, and we thought it was going great, and it rolls, and it, like, disappears. But it disappeared behind the flagstick. And then when we get up there, it's, like, 6 feet behind. And, of course, I missed the putt.
And then you threw the ball in the water.
Yes,
exactly. Yes, it then joined my water ball collection of balls I hit, especially over water, I don't think I'm going to make. So, on that positive and uplifting note, we have reached the end of the St. Louis Sportist podcast. Hey, guess what? Next week is the 1 year anniversary of launching this madness, believe it or not. You believe that, Action?
Wow. Hey, and I failed to mention this, but Ron, I got to say that the icons, your icon podcast last week was outstanding. If you haven't got a chance to listen to that, everyone, excellent. You need to listen to that. It was outstanding work. So
thank you really very good. Much. I appreciate it. And our buddy Khaled Abdallah, who has done some crossover episodes with us and his fantastic 40/40 Vision podcast. If you haven't checked that out, please give Khaled a listen. He does some great stuff. But thank you, Joe. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So with that, Joe Sperlin, appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, I always enjoy visiting with you guys, especially when it's just the three of us. So.
The gang of Ava. Doug Lansdowne.
Yep.
Yep. It was a blast as always.
And we will see you next week on the St. Louis Sportist Podcast. Until then, take care.
And that wraps another episode of the St. Louis Sportist Podcast. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. You can find these guys on all major podcast platforms. And thanks for listening.